Morgen zu die Jöitze. Karnle Meister. Paschenke, before you eat Meister Sheni, then you bedarf genit Kavode, like Rashi says, the kol shechem betruma. Havad the koyim, before he eats truma, if he washes his hand, it's not enough. He bedarf has to have in mind, he's doing it the same, Tyra. For the Gemara, minot taim, radachun leboi Kavode. How do I know this? If you want to wash your hands to mitar yourself a chulin, to eat your regular bread, it's good even without kavona. How do I know it? That's now we learn it like this. A Mishnah Mikvois. Gal, if you have a wave, shenitlash, it uprooted from the ocean. A gal, a big wave that got picked up, nitlash, came out of the ocean. Or it's in the middle of the ocean, but it's above the water right now. Uboya boim saw. And in this big wave now, there's 40 saw of water in this big wave. V'nofel al adam, and it fell on top of a person. Chveis, the guy's on the ship, and all of a sudden a big wave comes drowning you, and it's 40 water, 40 saw water that came on top of you. V'yala kelim, who had then it fell on top of kelim on the ship? Halacha is tarim, that's tar, it's a good tefillah, and the kelim and the person is tar. Tomorrow says, Katani, we learned here, adam dumi the kelim, that just like the kelim is tar, who had then the person is tar. Now, ma kelim dle mechavni, just like the kelim there, the plates, like nobody in the plates there, your dishes, nobody had a mind to retire the dishes. Still you see them with the wave of water that came in together, that's 40 saw, has been mikvah on it, it's retire the kelim, even without kavono. There's the chura af odem dle mechavin. The same case here, this ocean, this person, when the wave comes on top of you, it's retire you. Mashm, even though you did not have kavono to become Torah. So you see, I call upon a fuchulin, a tefillah helps even without kavona. For the Gemara Mimai, what's your proof? Dilma b'yoshev u'metzah pe'emasa yitla shagal askinan. Maybe we're talking about a guy, a person knows his tummy, and he's on the boat there, and he's waiting and hoping that this wave should go on top of him. He's waiting for the wave to mitire him. So he has kavona to mitire. He's dafku waiting for this wave to come into him. Ne'la v'kelem dumi di'odem. Mele the kelim is the same case like an adam also. That ma adam devar kavona, just like the person we're talking about a case that he's waiting for this wave to fall on top of him to matire him. Av kelim the nechavanu. The kelim also means that the owner knows his kelim is tummy, his dishes are tummy, and he's waiting for the wave of water to come over to matire the kelim. So maybe even for chulin you have to have kavona. For the gemara v'chitayim, if you'll tell me, b'yoshev u'metzapa maile meimro. That can't be pshat in this mission in Mishnah Mikvois, because if the Mishnah is talking about a person is waiting for the wave to fall on top of him, so what's the chiddush then? What does the Mishnah have to say it for? Pshat, that's a good tefillah. So Ella Meilechu, you want to tell me the chiddush is no? Even though we did not have any Tyre in mind, he didn't realize what's going on. Still, he's Torah. Then it's good. Then it's a chiddush. But if you're telling me now, no, he's waiting to become Torah. He asked Kavon to become Torah. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? So Mar says, no, there's a tremendous chiddush here. Salko daita chamin, I would have thought, ligzor dilma osil le mitzvah bechad le shagashamim. We should make a gzeira, you cannot be toivel in a wave from the ocean, maybe you come to be toivel in a big wind of rain. A big chad le shagashamim, you have the rainwater, also a big amount of rainwater got together and fell on top of you, maybe you think the air also is good. And the air will see it's no good. Water, rainwater is possible bezeichlin. When rainwater was running, it can't be mitari you. Rainwater can only be mitari when it's in the mikveh, when it's koyi v'kaimi. It has to be standing still. If the mikveh has a leak in it, it's possible. Rainwater can't be mitari you when it's running, when it's moving. Only when it's still in a place. So therefore, if you mashenkein the ocean, the ocean has a din mayin on it. A mayin, an ocean, a river can mitari you even when the water is running. A running river can mitari you. That's the loch of a mayin. Water that comes from a mayan, from a well, could be matar even when it's running. So true here, this ocean, wave, could be matar you when it's moving, but let's make a gezerah if you'll be matar in this ocean wave. We're talking about now the wave got uprooted from the ocean. So maybe if this is good, people think what in, if a large sum of rainwater comes on top of you in one shot, maybe you think also you tur. And that's not true. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. We do not make such a gezerah. We say, no, the wave that came out of the ocean could be matayu, even though a wave from rainwater cannot be matayu. Inam, in other svara, maybe, nigza rosh and not to keep it. Let's make xera the heads, or to the bottom part of it. Kamashmalon legazrinan. Kamashmalon, we do not make such xera. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says, chardless means, she shoitz feis, viyardis, imakam gvoya.
If you have rainwater coming down the mountain, traveling downwards, V'yeshba boim saw, there's 40 saws of water traveling down the mountain. If somebody goes into those 40 saws while it's traveling down the mountain, you're not tor. Why? Mishum de makam ketarfesu. It's running. Makam zokuf yaisu midai. Umen saw shiboy ainu b'makamech. It's not called the one place. But now nitzvah kafas ainu chibra. Alright. Then Rashi goes on to zerech. And also it's no good. Alright. Vashenka by the wave water is good. So that's one thing. Maybe make a zerah. Kamashlo, no. Then Rashi, the next zerah is Rosh, and Rashi says, Echad me Rosh Yagal. Kishu magi loritz. Kipen em tziusei shagal. Shaymed biyavir. Kemin kipe, v'yemhoishet kelim lamala, v'etvilam bekipe, and the tefillah can refresh v'yozel. Like we'll soon see, boy, that the tefillah only helps on the bottom part, not the top part. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue this part going to tomorrow. Yeah, we're holding daf yutzes amud aleph. Again, the Gemara, so I'll go through Shnil again, the top of Gemara again. Mar says, "Me not tameru the chulam leboy kavona." How do we know if you toivu yourself or put your hand, you make tefillah shadoyim, or you go to the mikvah for chulin, you do not have to have kavona. Even without kavona, you tor. The tznan we learn gal shenitlush. If you're on the ocean and the wave came out of the ocean, uboy aboim saw there's 40 saw of water there. V'nofel al odom v'al kelim. This wave of water fell on top of a person, on top of the kelim. Is toirin. They're both tor. Now, Katoni Yodam Dumi the Kalim. It says, Odam Dumi the Kalim. Ma Kalim, just like the utensils, to lay Mechavni. There's nobody there to have Kavona, they should become Tor. Mashma by themselves, they're Tor without Kavona. Is Af Odam Dloy Mechavin, who had in the person, did not realize the wave was coming on top of him. He didn't have in mind that he should become Tor, still he becomes Tor. So, Kopon for Chulin, to be able to eat Chulin, you see, you're Tor without Kavona. So, Mora says, no, Mimai, what's the proof? Dilma v'yoshuv v'mitzapayim v'sayitla shagal askinen. Maybe we're talking about the person knows that he wants to eat bread now. He wants to become tor in order to eat chulin, and he's waiting for the wave to go on top of him. So therefore, he does have in mind to become tor. And ukelim dumi diodim. Maybe the utensils are talking the same case like the person that ma adam tebar kavona. Just like the person now is talking about, he's sitting and waiting for this wave to come on top of him to metayir him. He does have intentions. Is af kelim de mechavenu? It could be the utensils also, that the owner of the utensils is here and waiting for the wave to come on top of the utensils to be metayi them. So maybe again, you do have intentions, you do have kavona, it should become tor. But maybe without kavona, you're not tor even for chulin. So Mara says, v'chitayim, maybe you'll tell me, you'll ask me a question like, v'yoshev v'mitzapa ma'ila memra. If the case is the person is sitting and waiting there for the wave to come to Matayrim, what's the Chiddush Pshita? So Mara says, no. Saka Da'ata Chamin, I would have thought, Ligza, let's make a gzera that when the wave comes on top of you, still you're tamei. Why? Dilma Ose le mitzvah b'chad l'shogashomim. We have to be afraid, maybe you'll be Matayr with a chad l'shogashomim with a rainfall. A rain that's coming down the mountain. You're afraid even when the rainwater is traveling, you'll use it as a mikvah. If you say here a wave when it's traveling, it could become tor, you'll think, who was in rainwater? When it's coming down the mountain, also you could be table in it. And we know not like that, because we said that rainwater is only metayer, like in a mikvah, it has to be vashberin, still. It's only meimayin, the well water, that could be metayer, even zechlin, while it's running. So if only the ocean is good, but not rainwater. See, if I would have thought maybe make a gzera, Kamashvlon, we don't make this gzera. Rainwater taka is possible to be tevil when it's running. Mashen kein water from the ocean, it's mutter. In Ami, another pshat, I would have thought it's no good. Nigzar Russian autokeepin. Let's make a gzera that true when you're tevil now, when the wave comes, the tip of the wave reaches you. In other words, it's attached to the ground. When it's attached to the ground, then it's okay, then you could, it's matar you. But I'm making zero up to keeping. Keeping means like the archway, the water that goes up like an arch. If you throw the kli up on top, that water, like it's not attached to the ground, that water cannot be matar you. So maybe I should make a gzera, the bottom water should not be matar you, or to the top water. Kamashmon, we don't make this gzera. It's like Gazrina, we don't make such a gzera. Now the Gemara says, "Minot Tamer, how do I know? To lay matvililin the keeping. How do I know this? I can't be matayir with the wave, the part of the wave that's above the water. In other words, a keep means like an archway. If the water like shoots up while it's going up and turning over, coming down, while it's attached from the ocean, how do I know you can't be matayir yourself then? Tanya, we learned like this. Matvilin b'roshin. Only the heads of it means, Roshin Rashi says it means, Echad m'roshay hagal kishu magil oritz. When one of the ends of the wave is reaching the ground. In other words, when the wave is attached to the ground, that has a shem mikvah. Then you can tie yourself in it. Mashen kein v'yein matfilin b'kipin. But when the wave is detached from the ground, it's an arch all the way above, you can't be matayir in that wave then. Why? Lefi shein matvilin b'yavir. There's no din tefillin, water in the air. Or mikvah, water, how can it be matayir if it's attached to the ground? It has to have shaykhus to the ground. If it has no shaykhus to the ground, it can't be matayir. Let's see Rashi. Keepin Rashi says, em tziyusoy shogal, the middle of this wave. She'oy made b'yavir, it's standing in the air. Kimin kippah, like a arch. V'yim hoishit kelim lamala, you put your keli on top in the middle of the arch. It's not a good tefillah. Why? There's no such chiddush mikvah in the air to be tevil. Even though it has a din mayan air, it's not really a mikvah, it's not rainwater, it's mayan water. The same thing though. A mikvah to matayu has to be on the ground. If the water is not on the ground, the water is in the air, it cannot be matayu. Yeah. So again, it could be there's no proof from over here. Maybe this case was the person did have kavona that the water should go on top of him to matayir him. But maybe if you have no kavona, maybe it's no good. So Mora says, Ela mihoda tana. I'll bring you another proof. This is what we learned. Peirois shenoflu l'toich amasamayim. If you have a fruit, you have some fruits, an apple, that fell into a little brook of water. Amasamayim. Uporshat mi sheyodov tmeyois v'notal yodov toiris. The Notlon is Yodav Teres. What happened here? This apple of yours fell into this brook of water that's like a mayan, that really has it in like a mikvah. And when you went to put your hands inside it to pick up the apple, your hands were tummy before. It happened to be that your hands were tummy before. So really, you had to be matire your hands. Now when you put your hands in this amasamayim, in this well, to pick up the apple, it says that in Yodav Teres, your hands become tor. O peirois einan b'chiyutan. But you should know the apple now is still not mekabel tumah. It's not called b'chiyutan. The b'chiyutan means that the halacha food is only mekabel tumah first out of hechsher. That means first water went upon the food, and then the water is makshir, makes the food able to receive tumah if a dava tumah touches it. Now a hechsher of water has to be, the pasuk says kiyutan, and it really says kiyitan, we dash in kiyutan. It means it has to be on it that you like it. You're nicha, you're satisfied, you want it there. It's only makshir the apple if you want the water on the apple. But here in this case, that you did not want the apple to fall into the mikveh, into the brook of water, so just bothering yourself to pick it out of the brook of water, you're not nicha, the water should go on the apple should go into the water. Therefore, it's not called b'chiyutan, there's no heksher. If a sheret touches this apple now, it will not be mekabel tumah yet. Rashi Peiros ain't the mechiyutan tebinan gabi hechsher yutan dumya dechiyitain the nichle. Just like when you put water on something, you put it there because you want it to be there. So who I did if the water falls on it by itself, it could also be machsher, but providing you want it. And let's say rainwater falls on your apples and you're happy that the rainwater fell on it to wash it off. That's called mechiyutan. You're happy the water is on the apple now. That's enough. You don't need that you, mamash, have to put the water on it. It could even be by itself, but as long as you're happy with it. But over here, that the apple fell into the brook of water, and it was up to you, it wouldn't have fell in the first place. It's only a bother for you now to have to take it out. That's not called b'chiyutan. There's no heksher. Now, what about the yim b'shvil sheyudchu? Let's say your water, the yim b'shvil sheyudchu yodov. Let's say the reason why you're putting your hands in the brook now is to clean off your hands. Your hands are dirty. And you want to clean off your hands. Then the halacha is Yodav Teres. Lamaisa, now your hands are going into the brook, this well, and it has a din like a mikvah on it. Your hands become tor. V'yapeiros harei hein b'chiyutan. Now the water on the apples is mashal the apple, that's called b'chiyutan. Because you're happy that this water fell into the water. Because you have dirty hands. And like you're happy to be able to pick the apple out of the water. Because you want your hands to get cleaned off in the water. That's considered you're happy with the fact that the apple is in the water. So you're happy the water is on the apple. That's called b'chiyutan. But I call upon him, it says clearly, what's the purpose you put your hands in the brook? Only because you had dirty hands, you wanted to wash them off. So you didn't have kavana l'tfila, you only had kavana to wash off your dirty hands. And still it says clearly to Hiros. You see clearly, for chulin it's tor, even without kavana. Shrashivim b'shvil sheyutchu yodov, niskaven lito peris. The kavana to take the apple out of the water was to clean off your hands. Hareyu b'chiyutan, o mekablin tuma meyachshav. V'chiv on the niskaven l'diach yodov, since you had kavana to wash off your hands, Goli daita edenichole. You're showing us that you're happy now, pahach nefila, that this apple fell into the water. Why? Shal yodei hadiach yodov. Because since the apple is in the water, you're very happy now that you have the opportunity to put your hands in the water and clean off your hands. So you nicha the fact the apple is in the water, that's called b'chiyutan. But I call upon him the gate to us, the raya is, even though you don't have kavana, still it says clearly your hands are tor. That's a good proof. The Gemara says, Eisvei Rabba l'Rav Nachman. Rabbi is the kasha to Rav Nachman. Says a din, Ha'atoiv, we had in our Mishnah, Ha'atoiv el'chulin. Somebody goes to the mikveh, he wants to become tor in order to eat chulin. For huchzak l'chulin. And he had kavon rosa when he went into the mikveh to become tor and again to chulin. Is also a meiser. The kavon helped you only tor to eat chulin and not eat meiser sheni. The gay to eat meiser sheni is still called tor. It's still called tami. So the diak huchzakin, why are you tor even for chulin? Because you had in mind, you had kavona. But loy huchzak loy, mashmi, if you did not have kavona, you will not become tor. So mashmi, even for chulin, you have to have kavona. So when I says loy, that's not the pshat here. Hochikom, this is what I mean, tell me to say. Afal pish huchzak, telling us a chiddush. Even though when you went to the mikvah, you had in mind to become tor for chulin, we say chuchzak la chulin, aber osel amaiser, that's the chiddush. Even though when you were in the mikveh, you had in mind to be mitar yourself, still, nogei teet maiseh sheni, you tame, that's the chiddush. But it could be for eating chulin alone, even without kavana, maybe also you would be tor. More eis, we have another kasha. Says also in the Mishnah, toval for loy huchsat, kino loy toval. Our Mishnah says if you went to the mikveh, and you had no kavana at all, then it's loy tov, kino loy tov, like you didn't go to the mikveh at all. So chura my love kino letova klal. Doesn't our Mishnah mean to say if you went there without kavana, it's like you didn't go to the mikveh at all? So chura you see without kavana, it's no good. Tomorrow says like what our Mishnah means to say is kino letova la meiser. That's all. It just means the geyat eating meiser sheni is considered as if you did not go to the mikveh. That's all. Avol tovu la chulenu. But our kopon and the geyat eat chulen. It's called you made a good tefillah. And you would be allowed to eat chulin now, even with this tefillah, without any kavana at all. Yeah. Tomorrow says that Husavar Dochi Yudukom Matchilei. He thought that this was Rabbi Yisro of Nachman, and Rav Nachman answered him back. So Rabbi thought Rav Nachman just give me a dochi teretz, it's like pushing me off. It's not a real good teretz. But Nofak, he went out, dochi, looked around the Yashkacher, and he found that's a good teretz. The Tanya went out like this. Tova v'loy huchsak. If somebody went down to the mikveh, toval, then v'loy huchzak, you didn't have kavana, is also a meiser. You're not allowed to eat meiser, u'moto l'achulin. Says clearly this halacha, that you went to the mikveh, you didn't have kavana, so halacha is for meiser sheni, it's no good, but akoponim l'achulin y'mutter. So you see clearly that v'chulin, you do not need kavana. Omer Rebeloza, toval v'ola. Somebody went down to the mikveh, and now he came out of the mikveh. About the time you went down, you didn't have kavana. For what purpose? When you come up now, you can have kavana for whatever you want. You can have kavana now for the biggest degree of tire if you want. That's a chiddush. Shrashi machzik atzmoi betfila shetovu kvar lechol mashiyitza. Even though b'shas you're in the mikveh, you did not think how much tire you want. Now when you come up, you have a right to think you want to become tor, even to get to touch the mechatis. That was the biggest chumrah we had before you touched the mechatis. So now you can have in mind even to be able to come tor to touch the mechatis. For the more meis, we have a kasher on this. It says alochom oidei hu raglo yachas b'mayim. Someone like went down to the mikvah and he's on his way out, but one of his feet is still attached to the mikvah water. Oidei raglo yachas b'mayim. One of his feet is still attached to the mikvah. Huchzak ledova kal is machzik atzma ledova chomer. That even though b'shash you were really table in the mikvah, you only had in mind to be table, let's say, for Maisa Sheni, but Kozaman, one foot is still in the water, it's still cold like you're in the mikvah, you could change your mind, and machzik atzma ledova chomer, you could change your mind and make yourself tor even for mechatis. Allah, but let, once you left the mikvah totally, both feet are out of the mikvah, shuvayna machzik, you can't give yourself any more tyra. Only what kavoni you had b'shasu in the mikvah, not later. So the chura, my love, doesn't mean to say, ain't a machzik klal, that now you can't give yourself any kavona at all, any tyra. Shrashi, my love, ain't a machzik klal, kloima. Bein shehechzik atzma b'shas tfilo, b'dova kal. Bein shehechzik atzma l'klum. Shuv ain't a machzik. Here it's mashum, no matter what type of kavani you had when you were in the mikvah. But now when you leave the mikvah, you can't change your mind anymore. You're not allowed to give yourself any more tyra now. So of course, not like Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer says if you went down to the mikvah and you came up, and when you were there you had no kavana at all, you were allowed to have kavana later when you're up. And here it says clearly, when you get up, you can't have new kavana to make yourself more tor than you actually had when you were in the mikvah. So Mura says, no, that's not the pshat over here. Loi, it means like this. Oideyu, when you're in the mikvah still, when one foot, our koponim is still attached to the mikvah, afa pi shuchzik machzik. Because even though when you went in the mikvah, mamish you had kavana just for maisa sheni, for a smaller tyra. But kol zaman, one foot is still in the mikvah, you could change your kavana, be matari yourself now, even though get to be able to touch the mechatis. Mashenkin olo, once you left the mikvah, imloy huchzik machzik. And that's like Reb Lezer says. If when you were in the mikvah you did not have any kavana at all to make yourself tor, then we say when you come up you could have kavana. What type of kavana? The biggest kavana you want. You could even have in mind to mitar yourself, negate to be able to touch the mechatis. Aber v'im huchzak, the svar is, let's say when you were in the mikvah, you have kavana then, that you want to become tor, let's say only for maisa sheni, then ain't a machzik. Then when you come up, you can't change your mind. Since you already had kavana once when you were there, it was chal that much tyra, and you can't change it later. Once it was chal, you can't change it. Just if you had no kavana at all, it's like nothing was chal yet. So then later, when you get up, you can change your mind and make it chal as much as you want. But once something is here already, you can't change it. So now there's no steer to Rebbelezer. So the Gemara now, man tana, who's this tana that holds this last svara we had? That oideyu raglo yachas b'mayim, if one leg is still attached in the mikvah, like you went to the mikvah, and now you're on your way up, but one leg is still touching the water, that we say it's still considered like you're in the mikvah, and you could change your mind to make yourself more tor. Who's the man the yama that holds that even though you're almost out, but since one leg is still attached, it's considered still like you're in the mikvah? Who is this tana? So Gemara says, Amar Reb Dos, Reb Yehudi. You should know this is a svara of Shitas Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds like this. Where's Reb Yehuda Shita? The Tznan would not like this. Mikvah shenimdod v'yeshba aboyim saw mechavenes. Somebody measured the mikvah and there's exactly 40 saw, an exact amount of water to make the mikvah kosher. Now v'yardu shnayim, two people went to be tovel. V'tovlu ze'achazer, one after another. First, one person went down to the mikvah, came up, then a second one. So what's the halacha? Hari shoin tor, v'yasheni tamei. The first one is tor, because when he went down, all 40 saw was there. So it's a kosher mikvah, he's okay. But when the second one went down, since when the first one went up, he took some water with him, his hair is still wet, he took some water with him, comes out, there's no more 40 saw left in the mikvah. Therefore, for the second one, he's still tamei. V'yasheni tamei. Now, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Im ho yurag lov sharishon, noigas b'mayim, if the first guy, even though he's on his way up already, and there's water on his hair, but if his feet is still touching the mikvah water, ah, fasheni tor. Still we said the second one is tor.
In other words, even the water that's on your body, it's in your hair, that's really out of the mikvah ready, but since your body is still touching the mikvah, it's considered attached to the mikvah. So you see, if Yehudi Shittur is, the water on your body is still attached to the mikvah, it's called like part of the mikvah. Therefore, when the second one goes into the mikvah, it's considered like all our boyim saw is still in the mikvah. So here you see, Rabbi Yudis holds that even the water above the mikvah on the body is considered like you're still in the mikvah. So that's how it was far before also. That kolzim on your foot is still touching the water, is considered like you're still in the mikvah. The water is still attached to the mikvah, and therefore you can change your mind to give yourself a bigger amount of tyra. Tata Prato says, it goes according to Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Baravua, Machloikis b'maylis the Rabbonin. Shalom Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin here is only Machloikis and Chum is the Rabbonin. By maylis the Rabbonin, we have this Machloikis. Like Rashi says, Machloikis to Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbonin, Kishoiso tfilosoi bishvalachas mi maylis shechachomin. When you had to go to the mikvah, just because of the Rabbonin, if somebody's mace, one of your craven were mace, the Amechusa Kapurim, you didn't bring your korban yet, Shetzrichen Tfilo Lakodish. Before you eat Bosa Kotchim, you have to go to the mikvah. The Yenoi Tome Tumidi Raisa, but you're not Tome Midi Raisa. It's only the Rabbonim Nikatumi you have. Is the He Kamer of Yehuda, the Mahani Le Raglov Sharishon, Negas Bamayim. The Amrina Good Achis, Mayim Sholov Kiluheim Bamikvah. In other words, if these two people now are not really Tomei Midiraisa, Midiraisa the Tor, he's only Tomei Midirabonin, so for the Rabbonin the Ketumah, it's enough to go to the mikvah this way, where the first guy, when he's really out of the mikvah, most of his body, there's not 40 soil left in the mikvah, because a lot of water is on his hair. Still we say, since his body is attached, the foot is attached to the water, we say good achis. That means we look at the water on his body as if it's attached downwards. Kudachas means we attach something going downwards. That the water on your body is like it's still attached downwards to the mikvah. So this svar of Kudachas is only a svar in the Rabbonins. So with the Rabbonins called the good mikvah, you could become Tor. But for Midiraisa, we wouldn't say this svar. Midiraisa would say, you have to look how much water is in the mikvah itself. There's less than 40 so, because there's some water on top of your hair that's above the mikvah already. So Midiraisa would not be a good mikvah. It's only good for the Rabbonin. Avol mitumas latayro divri hakoil hasheni tomi. When you have to be metari yourself Midiraisa from real tumah to make yourself tor, then everybody, even if Yehuda, agrees that the sheni is still tomi. Because the maisa, when the sheni goes into the mikvah, there is not a boim so, because there's some water on the guy's head still. Mar says, now behind the Repdos. This is the way Repdos learned. The Drashi Dukuliel, Hordia Deyu Krem Yehuda, Falaki Rabbonin, Almo le Rabbonin Afil Agabi Miles Lemhani, that before this Indian of Muhuksik, for one for the other, that's Miles in the Rabbonins. Because even a Miles to Rabbonins, it's only good according to the Yehuda Shita, and not according to the Rabbonin. It's good like Rabbi Dos learned before. That before that we said, when you're still attached to the water, it's like you're in an ikvah, and you could change your mind from one tyra to another tyra, that only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The way Rabbi Dos learns, that only in a chumra, in a tumra, the Rabbonin, do we say this svar, it's like you're in the mikvah. But for the Raisi, you wouldn't say this svar. Ika the army, some say no. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avravua. Mach loikis, me tumra la tyra, you should know no. The machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin is even on a tire with the Raisa. Even on the tzad, the guy is tummy with the Raisa. And he has to go to the mikvah now with the Raisa. Still, Rabbi Yehuda, the svar is good achis. That the water on your body, since lemaisa is attached to the mikvah, we look as if it's still in the mikvah, and it's a kosher mikvah. Even with the Raisa would be good. Avo b'maylus the Rabbonin. But in the case that you only tummy with the Rabbonin, and you want to become Torah for the Rabbonin Nikalocha, then Rav Nachman says is, Tivrei HaKol Afa Sheni Torah. Even the Rabbonin would agree that the second one is Torah. For the Rabbonin Nikal Mikvah, this is the Kosher Mikvah. And according to this Pshat, to plead the Repedos. Then it comes out not like Repedos. Because before Repedos said, the only man the Yoma comes out is, it only comes out good according to Rabbonin Shita, that's all. It only comes out good according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to this svara, the svara we said before about when you're in the mikvah, you could change kavona from one to the other, that would be good even according to the Rabbonin.
So that that Rav Pedos said only goes according to Rav Yehuda, that's not like Rav Nachman. Omar Ula says like this. We have the shalach from Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda's shita that says, if one leg is still in the mikvah, so the water is still attached to the mikvah, therefore we look as if all 40 saw is still in the mikvah, and the second guy, when he goes to the mikvah, he's tor. Let's get a question like this. What about now the water that's on the head of this first guy? Like he was in the mikvah, and now he's on his way up already. So he has a bunch of water in his head. Can you take a needle that's tomei and put it into his head? Let the needle go into the water on his head. Is that called a kosher mikvah or not? According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. What's the tzad? Maybe gudaches islan Rabbi Yehuda. But gudasik lesle. Maybe it's only a svar. Gudaches means we look like everything is attached downwards. In other words, if you want to know the bottom mikvah, is that a kosher mikvah? Yes. Because the water that's on top of your head, we consider as if it's in the mikvah. We say gudaches. Things go down. So whatever is nogeyed to downwards, we look as if all the water on your head is true in the mikvah itself. But maybe, good asik, you don't say lesley. Good asik would mean you want to look as if all the bana mikvah water is attached to the water on top of his head, that we should give the water on top of his head a din of a mikvah. Maybe that he doesn't say. That's a different din. That would be good asik. Good asik means you have to say the svara. We look at something that's on the bottom is attached to something above. You want to look like all the water in the mikvah is attached to the water on top of his head. And therefore the top of his head has a shein mikvah, and you can put a needle on it. So that was the shayla. How far does Rav Yehuda hold? Does he only hold good achis, or does he even hold good asik also? So my Dilma, and my the other side is, good asik nami, yichlenach nami. He also holds from good asik. This also would be good. We could look as if the bottom water of the mikvah is attached all the way up to the water on his head, and the water on his head would have a look like a mikvah. So that's the shayla. Omalei said back to him to Nisu, we learned like this. There's a tesefta in mikvoyis like this. Sholoish kamemiyos penachal. You have a river, and there are three like holes in the river. Or a stream of water, and there are three bodies of water there. That's called gamemiyos. Hel yoyna the top one, hatachtoyna the bottom one, voyem tsoyis in the middle. Now, hel yoyna the top puddle of water, hatachtoyna in the bottom puddle of water, shel esrim. So, only has 20 saw. That's all. Each one of them has 20 saw by themselves and not a kosher mikvah. For him, so is the middle body of water. That's right, the whole river flowing down. That's like a mountain. And on the top of the mountain, there's one body of water. In the middle, is another body of water. And on the bottom, is a third body of water. So again, the top and bottom only has 20 saw apiece. The middle body of water has 40 saw. For Haradalisho Gishomim, Oyveres Benayim. And you have a stream, a flow of rainwater going down like this mountain, connecting one body of water to the next body of the water. That's the case. So Shalom is now, where could you be toivlin? Which one of these bodies of water could you be toivlin? So Loch is like this. Rabbi Yehuda said that Meir Hoy Oimer, Meir used to say, you should know, Matvil Bel Yoyna. You're allowed to be toivlin even in the top one. Matvil Bel Yoyna. You're allowed to be toivlin in the top one. In other words, we say Vaistoy is good, achis. We say good asik. We say the bottom water is like attached to the water on top. Even though on top you only have 20 saw, but since there's a flow of water from the top one down to the middle one, so we look as if the middle one is attached to the top one, and we look as if this bottom 40 saw is attached to the top water, we look as if there's 40 saw on the top. So you see, you do say good asik. You do say it goes upwards. That's what the Yehuda said, that Meir or Yoimer, Matzvil Bel Yoyna. For the Gemara, but Tanya will learn not like that. But Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda Yoimer, Yehuda said like this.